Hey, we're going to lighten up the afternoon a little bit. I have a very old friend of mine. Actually, we're old friends, but he's not old. My friend Henry Tafoya, he is a legend among sportscasters in New Mexico, and he was inducted into the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame in 2015. We're going to talk about the good old days in New Mexico sports history and what's currently happening. Henry Tafoya, welcome to ABQ Connect.
This is an honor. This is big time. I mean, studios aren't supposed to be this pretty and have all these fantastic gadgets. And then on the other side of these gadgets is maybe the most articulate broadcaster I've ever been with. And that's you. Well, I mean, wow, Jimmy's going to have me on his show. You have cornered the market on the ability to express yourself, poise on the radio, information, and just that great Jimmy Williams voice. Wow. Henry, I am honored, Coach.
You're very gracious. I love sports, Henry, but I will tell you that I did sports quite a few years. You were broadcasting Lobo basketball when I was playing.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that I met you when I was 15 years old, and I'll always remember this. So we're at Trumbull Park, which if you drive down Wyoming south almost to the entrance to Sandia or to the Kirtland Air Force Base, you turn right and you hit Trumbull Park. You turn right on Trumbull and you hit the park right there. Now, I'm told that the park isn't the greatest place for people to go now, but we used to have summer league high school basketball there.
Well, it was kind of rough back then.
Henry, you had a very long ponytail. And you were one of the great officials, and you loved being official, and you were also the Old Town director of the Old Town Boys Club when I met you. And I'm going to tell our listeners this. So I was pretty arrogant 15-year-old boy, not a very good player, but I was complaining and doing all kinds of things while you were officiating the game, and I'll never forget you turned around and said, "Shut up and play."
I did that. Well, see, you were practicing for your broadcast career then. You were trying to broadcast the game to the players, the fans, and to the officials. And we had to, like, call you on it, you know?
That's right. Well, you did. And I want to know, I want you to know, I've mentioned this on the program a number of times. There are men that I've known a long time that have spoken into my life. Not necessarily when I invited it, but God used you in a powerful way to really get a hold of me, and I appreciate that. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, you did a lot for me, too, because your spirit, you're really walking right down the middle of the road, and your parents did a wonderful job of raising young Jim to walk the straight and narrow, and you've always had God in your life, and what a blessing that is. And, you know, like a guy like me, you know, I'm here patting myself on the back for all these years. Way to go, Henry T. Way to go, Henry T. When it's so simple to say, who gave me these skills? And to say, glory to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the abilities to express, to connect with people. He gave me a vocabulary to lean on. And you have the same, so we are really giving glory to our Lord today.
So, Henry, let's go back to those years. You're working as a director of the Boys Club, you're a high school official, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I see you on TV as a sportscaster.
When Is that did you amazing?
When did you decide to do that?
That was not my plan. First of all, I had to chop the hair off to be on TV, but that was a disguise. See, Jimmy, that went right over your head. All referees have to have a disguise, because if you blow it on the court, you know, I put my John Lennon wire rim glasses on, showered, and walked out with my bag. I had a little ponytail that I put under a black little net in the back, so that they shot up, they thought I was, you know, short hair Henry T. And then after the game, I put on my John Lennon glasses and let my hair down, and I walked straight out. If they're mad at me, they didn't recognize me. And that would really help me at Los Alamos one night. I'll tell you the story sometime. But that was really a blessing, an accident. You know, at the boys' club, we have the young kids, youth development basketball players. And I went to UNM one time and I said, you're not doing anything at halftime. We're just sitting there waiting for the players to come down. How about it if I bring my boys' club kids, put their basketball shirts on, red against blue, and entertain the big 18,000-seat arena with youth basketball? And they said, what? Yeah, good idea. And we brought them out there, and they played their hearts out. The crowd oohed and awed. I introduced the kids in a real flamboyant way, and some guy runs out of the stands after our little performance. I'm walking up the ramp. He's chasing me up the ramp. Henry, Henry, stop. I own a radio station. Would you be my play-by-play guy? I'm going to do some high school games. I go, what? So I didn't know any other answer except yes. And that's how I got invited to be in this business.
And that's how you started. And you were an anchor, a sports anchor at KOB. I work with you doing high school games. Yeah. After I graduated, I was a color commentator and you were doing, high school games. We did, I think a couple of, high school football games together as well, which I didn't know much about football, but I love football.
You should have been a tight end.
Well, I was too slow. You know, that's the thing is I was kind of nailed to the floor, so to speak. I never had the speed that some of these great athletes. And anyway, that's a good segue into asking you about who are some of the special athletes that you've seen in your years of watching sports in New Mexico?
Gosh. You were one of them. Michael Cooper. We had the great Bulldog teams of Paul Soto and Rick Clark and Jimmy Connors and all that bunch, watching the Bulldogs play under their great leader, Jim Holzman. There were some greats over at El Dorado that I watched, some Valley. Oh, man. I'm going to leave somebody out, but there were many. We've been blessed as a city to have some great athletes over the year. Bobby Santiago, as a kid, I watched him run the football. I snuck on the Valley High School bus. I lived right across the ditch from the Valley football field. And the players liked me because I was always at the practices. And one afternoon, Bad Henry T, I snuck on the Valley bus. And the players protected me. And I went to Milne Stadium. This is the first time I went to Milne Stadium. Ooh, my mom was upset with me, by the way. I'll never forget that. Tough love that day. But I got to go into Milne Stadium and watch the great Bobby Santiago run the football on that green grass. I'll never forget. And then he later on went to become a star at UNM. Mm-hmm. So, man, that got too many stories. You're going to give me a headache.
Well, you know, I can't, I don't want to offend any of my friends at Albuquerque High. I mean, we had great duels. When I was at El Dorado and we played Albuquerque High, lost every time to those guys. The Bulldogs just, you know, the very first time they opened Bulldog City, their new, gym and their new school, we played them in their very first game, led the entire game. And, you know, we had Ron Estrada and Henry Estrada and Kit Carson and those guys ended
up. Frankie Olguin.
Yeah, they just knew how to win. And in the last moments of that game, they pulled ahead, ended up beating a 63-60. But I'm going to pull out of my hat somebody the most charismatic, most kind, and I'm going to use this word, and I mean this wholeheartedly, the most relentless bulldog that I have ever seen in my entire life was Willie Banks.
Oh.
And he was a great Lobo.
What a great person, number one.
But you know, Henry, that's what's so funny, is Willie never shot his mouth off. That was a problem I constantly had, was talking too much and saying things I shouldn't say. Willie Banks, if he made a mistake or you happened to be fortunate and steal the ball from him, you were going to pay a very high price, and here was the price you were going to pay. He was never going to say a word to you, but he would turn up the speed, his speed, about 10 notches, and he would take it away from you five times because you took it from him. That was his attitude. He was absolutely amazing.
And what a kind-hearted young man. And, boy, I tell you, he was so gifted because, he would do the ethical thing. All right, you're going to use your mouth? I'm going to use my skills.
Mm.
Heads up, buddy. You better guard me close. Don't let me out of your sight because you're going to have to hold me to 50 today because you're in trouble. I'm going to get you back this way, and I'll shake your hand after the game like the gentleman that he was. But he's truly one of the all-time greats. And as a Lobo, oh, fascinating player.
Well, and I have
Willie Banks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Henry, I have to tie in because, you know, we're both Lobo fans. I also have to tie in the most underrated underdog for Bulldog City, and that was our friend Greg Brown. He came in to play it at for Dave Bliss. Wasn't going to see very much action. All of a sudden, the guards for Dave Bliss get hurt. They put Greg on the floor, and Greg never came off the floor for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
He ended up being the Naismith winner for the best player in the country under 6 foot tall.
You know, it's interesting. The Greg Brown story hits home because that's when I first started doing my morning show at 11:50. And I kept wondering, I knew Greg and his family and what he had done at Albuquerque High. And I thought he was always skilled enough to be a Lobo. Give him a try, at least. He was at New Mexico Junior College, and I go on my morning show several mornings in a row, and I'm lecturing Dave Bliss. Hey, coach, go down there and recruit this point guard. Dave Bliss was unhappy with my vocal attitude every day. But finally, he went down there and watched Greg play. And Greg coach watched Greg score 11 points in 2 minutes in a junior college thriller down there, and he was fascinated. He said, wow, yeah. I need this kid. And he tried to redshirt him his first year, but he needed him so badly, Greg got activated on a bus on his way to play the Aggies, and he had like 15 or 20 the first night.
He tore him up. He was awesome.
And he had 35 against BYU in the WAC tournament at that time, or was it Mountain West? He was brilliant. And he got to play in the pros. At least he came this close. I mean, one cut away from making the NBA team at Orlando.
Henry, we've got to take a quick break. Let our commercial sponsors say hello to everybody, and we appreciate them very much. But when we come back, I want all our listeners to know where they can listen to Henry T. today. And so when we come back, we will talk to Henry Tafoya, legend of sports broadcasting in New Mexico and a 2015 member of the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
The church is commanded to make disciples of all nations, not to simply take the gospel worldwide to create converts who are never taught to lead others to Christ. The Great Mission on Star 88 and KNKT features people who are changing lives with the gospel and making disciples around the globe. The Lamar family, operating the Faith, Love, and Hope Kids Ranch in the Philippines, is a wonderful example.
Challenges we face are nothing compared to what other missionaries face in other countries. I'm even ashamed to mention it. The most challenging issue with the culture is they copy everything America does. There isn't much of the true Filipino culture left anymore. They have been Americanized. Where we live in the province, you can still find a bit of culture left. I'm trying to keep it alive as long as I can through the children.
Support this work of eternal value. Visit The Great Mission at star88.fm and knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Fun afternoon this afternoon, my friend of over 48 years, Henry Tafoya.
Oh, come on, 48 years? 48,
well, I was 15, and I was playing on the C team at El Dorado. I already mentioned we were out at Trumbull Park in the middle of the summer.
You look 25, Max.
Yeah, wow. I'm always the oldest guy in the room, but today I'm not.
Man, you look so good, man. Henry, you look strong, too. Coach.
You're pretty nice, Henry. Hey, I want all of our listeners to know they can listen to you now, right? Is it daily online?
Henry T's back. Look out. Yeah, I mean, unexpected. My mom went to heaven last October, and I took care of her. Gave up the career. Said bye to broadcasting for about 10 years and took care of mom morning, noon, and night. I loved it. We had so much fun. And we got close to the Lord together. And then right before she went to heaven, she said, go back and do your work again. And I thought about it. And then Tim Baca, the owner of the studio up in the Heights at Hydro Bar Water Company, he built the studio. And I was up there buying water one day. He said, Henry, look at my studio. By the way, this is the on switch. I'm going to hit it on, and you and I are going to do a show. Well, that was about 5 months ago, and now I'm getting serious about it. Every day, Henry T, Game Face Live, 11 o'clock. No, not every day. Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday.
But it might turn into every day.
And it's called Game Face.
Henry T, Game Face Live.
Okay. That's awesome. And I was fortunate to sit down and talk to you about some of the good old days of Lobo basketball. And by the way, Henry, anytime you tell a story about me, I want at least 6 inches added to my vertical jump. And quick has never been something associated with me, but you've got to start including that. The stories have to get better.
I thought you were as quick as an alley cat.
Yeah, that's a lie. Okay. That is a total lie.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry, talk to us about the best Lobo basketball teams you've seen in your years here in New Mexico.
Oh, man. I love the team from 77, 78. You were on that team.
I was sitting next to the coach. Yes, I was.
But you played. I have some videotape where you scored 15 against UTEP. You contribute. Don't give me that malarkey.
Well, we had guys like Michael Cooper
and Marvin.
Mark Felix, Marvin Johnson, one of the great shooters. We called him Automatic.
Willie Howard.
The highest jumping basketball player I have ever seen, and I saw some great ones. Let me just tell you this. Willie Howard could fly. He absolutely, 6'8", could jump out of the gym. I mean, what a tremendous athlete. And, of course, you know how good Michael Cooper was. 10 years in the NBA, Defensive Player of the Year. Marvin Johnson, they called him Automatic. But you know what? People don't know this. You know what we called Marvin Johnson? We didn't call him Automatic.
What'd you call him?
We called him Hard. We would literally scream, hard, hard, because Marvin would have hands in his face. I mean, guys that were playing great defense. He got the ball from the dribble to the shooting position faster than anyone I have ever seen, and he would let this little wrist snap go. This, again, is before the three-point line. Marvin would shoot that ball from 20 feet away, which would have been three these days, follow through so magnificently, and the defenders would just shake their head in frustration because the ball would go right in the hoop. So we'd yell, hard, don't be so hard on these guys, Marvin. And that was our nickname for Marvin Johnson.
Wow. And the net is on that rim for a reason, you know, so we don't get hit in the head with the ball or to be pretty. Today, Marvin's shot would swish that net in such a beautiful way. I mean, if we had stats on most swishes, he would be the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of shots bounce around or go off the backboard or whatever. His were clean.
Back in the day, we'd call those a swish hang.
Really?
Where the net would hang up and somebody would actually have to jump up and grab it down so that the ball wouldn't bounce off the net.
Jimmy, that was the most exciting team. And what a heartbreak against Fullerton State at Tempe one Saturday afternoon. Lobos, big favorite to win that game. If they win the game, they come home with a chance to be in the Elite Eight and go to the Final Four after that. And it all was wiped away with an upset loss to Fullerton that afternoon.
Well, they had two really great players.
Kevin Keenan.
Heenan, great shooter.
Heenan.
Yeah, yeah, he could really shoot it. But the guy that everybody forgets about was a guy named Greg Bunch. This guy could just fly. He was a great, he was in the likeness of a David Thompson. He could really jump. He could shoot. He could do everything.
Nice guy.
And by the way, beautiful. Upsetting the Lobos wasn't the only thing they did in the tournament. They came to Albuquerque. And by the way, that is one of the major heartbreaks. If we win that game, we are playing in the Western Regional in Albuquerque in the pit.
Yeah.
And I have to say, we blew it. We lost it. But they were not a bad team. They came in here against, people will remember, James Hardy from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then who was
Arkansas?
Yeah. They came in and they beat San Francisco in the first round, the round of 16. And then they played Arkansas. And people may connect the dots and remember Alan Zahn from Manzano High School. He was on that team.
He was your competitor.
Oh, let me tell you.
When you were at El Dorado and he's at Manzano, I mean, we bought the ticket ahead of time because Williams and Zahn are going to play against each other.
So let me tell you about Williams and Zahn. I remember coming down and I'm going to do what in those days we called a power move, right? So I was supposed to put my body on Allen and go up really for about a layup, maybe 2 feet away, protect the ball. Well, by the time I got to the spot, Allen Zahn was already up in the air. And I thought, oh, well, he's coming back down. Allen Zahn still smashed my shot into the wall at Manzano.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking over at Jim Thrash, the great Jim Thrash, who was his coach at that time. And I just saw a smile. And here's why Jim Thrash was smiling. After my sophomore year at El Dorado, this Manzano coach comes to me, reaches out to me, and says, you need to be at Manzano all summer working out with us. So I had an open invitation to go to Manzano and play with their team and other guys that Coach Thrash invited. And I will say, what a generous man. To have a competitor of their school going over to Manzano and working out. And by the way, that continued after we were at New Mexico. They always made sure the gym was open and we played a lot of games. And the Manzano kids, I remember people might remember, Kevin Yearout from
Poncho and I.
Oh, Ponch was tough. I mean, they just had great players.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of really good players.
He is today in business.
And Kevin's just raised his kids. I think all his kids are grown up, but they went to Hope with my kids. He helped coach at Hope Christian School. But Kevin will tell you, it helped him when he was in high school playing all summer against Lobo players. And the coaching staff, I can't remember. I kind of lose track of who was actually – all these coaches were so good. You had Mike Schiffer after Jim Thrash. You had – Greg Dodson over there, and I think, and Mike Pachicha. Mike was a great coach. These are all people that you've gotten, nice relationship with all of them.
Yeah, that's a real godly man, Mike Pachicha.
Yeah.
And, you know, all those names you gave me just now, They understand what this is all about.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I really have to praise you on, is that you've always been a real strong spiritual leader to people around you, and to Henry T. especially.
Well,
I mean,
thanks.
Thank you for the blessing of being inspired spiritually by you. Thank you.
Henry, I appreciate you saying that. I want to ask you really the last question today, because we're out of time. Well, you and I could talk for four more hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Of all the coaches, and I'm only going to let you pick one, who's a man that has spoken into lives of young men in amazing ways more than any other?
Well, I'm going to have to... Jim Holzman, incomparable. Mm-hmm. What a leader. Ethics. And
his players love him. The guys today, I remember.
Disciplinarian without cracking the whip, because he led by example. Strong character, always done the right thing to say. Tough love, or if you said it softly, it would hit you hard. It would improve your game, but improve your life.
Yes.
What a man.
Coach Holzman changed my life. I mean, after playing, I broadcast with him several games. I did high school sports, and he was my color guy. And, you know, just I broadcast so many state championships that he won in upset fashion. And, you know, just always had his guys. The thing about Jim Holzman's teams that I found so amazing, I talked to Roscoe Locke about this, former Albuquerque High stud. He told me, said, we always played hard. And I don't think that's necessarily something that always happens now. You know, back in the days after we were done with college and everything else, if Roscoe and Ron Estrada and Henry Estrada and all of us would get together and have a summer league game, it was a war, and we got after it.
That is the fastest 30 minutes I've ever spent here on earth with you.
Thank you, Henry.
You're a blessing, Jimmy. Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Wow.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.